Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here, Burt Show.
I don't like starting my day with anxiety, yet that's what I felt like this morning driving into work, you know? So I'm coming up here. What is this? Glenridge Connector, and then have to take a right on Johnson Ferry. And as I'm taking that right, there's a truck in front of me, so I can't turn right on red. Now, seconds are important now because I know Ethan is trying to beat me into the radio station. So I am behind this truck thinking if he is coming from Acworth on the other end, he might beat me in just because I can't take this right. Light goes green. I go right. There's no Ethan. I beat him in today. What a relief.
Oh, congratulations. He wasn't there when I got here today.
No, I don't know what happened to him, but I hope he got another job.
Feels like he's forfeiting.
Well, he won yesterday, so he's not forfeiting just yet. Look at the billboard on your forehead today. Now, that looks professional, although I think I missed the janky billboard from yesterday.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
There was something just special about it. So, Mo, we were having issues. God bless Tommy. He printed the tattoo, but he printed it the correct way instead of, or not the correct way, but he printed it straight instead of backwards, because when you adhere a tattoo, it's going to be backwards.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And so we tried to print it out here at the station, and there were a lot of technical, there's a lot of technical difficulties yesterday.
So she does one segment with the billboard like in her hand,
holding
it up to her forehead, and then she tapes it to her forehead just so that company had representation.
No, it wouldn't stick to my forehead. I had to tape it to my glasses.
I taped it to the top of my glasses.
And then she's got the phone number written in ink underneath her eyes, right?
No, Abby gave me a phone number mustache. It was written all across my face.
We went to the lips now. Okay.
It's no longer the forehead. It's just the whole friggin' face.
Her face is all totally and completely jacked up yesterday because of this bit. And then we break it to her, Cassie breaks it to her, that she wins this National Gracie Award, which is the highest award that you can win for a woman in media.
And congratulations, by the way.
So we got the video of that with her billboard face.
Oh my God.
That's the best way for you to receive it.
It could not have been any better. It was the most Kristen way to receive the most prestigious award for women in media.
That is awesome.
He got his money's worth. Even though we missed the first segment, for sure he got his money's worth.
Absolutely. Okay? Yes.
Today we've got ourselves a different vendor for your forehead. Mm-hmm. And again, all this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure.
Correct. So today, my pristine forehead is sponsored by Oak Tree Camps, who is donating $1,000 to Burt's Big Adventure for today's advertising space. So we have Gwen and Eli on the phone. Thank you guys so much for your donation to Burt's Big Adventure.
Hi, good morning, Burt Cheryl. How are y'all doing?
Good morning. Let me rephrase that. Thank you for renting forehead space.
Yeah. Absolutely, especially for a good cause and on a great forehead.
It is a great forehead.
Thank
that
you.
Can't be. You can argue a lot of things.
Yes.
We can debate a lot of things. Nobody seems to agree on anything online, but when it comes to your forehead, this is across the board. That's smooth, man.
We're all on the same page. Yeah. I dig it. All right, so Gwen, can you tell us a little bit more about Oak Tree Camps?
Yes, absolutely. So, if your kids are already bouncing off the walls, then we are the camp that will save your sanity this summer. So it's happening at Emory University's campus. That's where we're located, right here in the city of Atlanta. So Oak Tree Camps, we've been around for about 15 years, and our goal is kind of engage the whole camper. We do STEM, nature exploration, backyard games and sports, arts and crafts, and offline games. And it's just the perfect way for the kids to unplug from screens and make real-life friends and, you know, really get into all of the things that make summer great. We do weekly field trips around the city of Atlanta, and the kids swim every day. We operate Monday through Friday. It's a summer day camp. We have before and after care available, and parents mention Christian from the Burt Show, they'll score a great discount. So if they go to oaktreecamps.com/Christian, pat yourself on the back because you just won summer.
Okay. I love that.
You guys are so sweet.
Now, if you're one of our younger Burt Show listeners, for reference, this is how your parents spent summers back in the day.
No, this is how we do it now.
What do you mean?
Like summer camps. Absolutely. My child is in a summer camp for the entire summer.
Summer camps are back.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Because
that's all I did.
For working parents, when it comes to childcare, like the best option for you is to find summer camps, especially day summer camps. This is the way to go. One, you are so right, Gwen, it saves your sanity. And two, it helps with childcare.
Yeah. If you can afford it. Now, back in the day, this was our life. We didn't have video games and we didn't have all the extracurriculars. We didn't have phones. So when I hear you say unplug and actually get out in nature, first of all, that's going to be shocking for your kids.
I feel like nowadays, the first thing the kids probably ask for when they walk into the summer camp is the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right?
That's the first thing they want.
In the middle of nature. Where's the Wi-Fi? That sounds like a really, really great spot. Oak Tree Camps. And again, if you need to know more information, tune into our videos today. And the billboard is right there on Kristen's forehead.
You can go to oaktreecamps.com/Kristen, KRISTIN. And if you use the code Kristen, they're going to hook you up with a percentage off of registration now through May 31st.
Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate it. Thank you, Eli.
Thank you, team.
Thank you.
It's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The girlies have learned a very powerful lesson when it comes to dating, all thanks to Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez. Because, admittedly, on the internet, and I was a part of this mob, when we found out that Selena Gomez was dating Benny Blanco, we were like, what? Because Benny Blanco has a very distinct look. He has compared himself. These are words from his mouth. He has compared himself to that little rat guy from Ice Age.
He did that to himself?
He said that about, I saw an interview with him and his one of his comedian friends where he was like, yeah, I do kind of look like that guy. And I was like, historic chipmunk? Yeah.
He that's was always like, chasing the nut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Easy.
Track.
Yeah, he's like pulling an 8 mile on himself. Insulting himself so nobody else could get to him.
Yeah, he's got some, you know, unruly hair and
disheveled.
Disheveled. Yes. His eyebrows meet together in the middle. They're really loving eyebrows.
He looks like he might have just come off of Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
And he's still afraid.
But he's really charming, and we could tell that this was probably a situation where, you know, Selena probably loves him for who he is. And I think when you first kind of get that jolt of like, oh, she's going to go from Justin Bieber to this guy and you don't know him personally, it's hard for the girlies to wrap their mind around it.
And I think I want to use him as the example for women. It's just that, you know, normal looking guys, average looking guys, less than average looking guys, just try harder.
Guys that look like the rat from Ice Age, just try harder. And so now there's a bunch of clips of Benny Blanco going around where people are just praising him. They are hyping him up. Suddenly we are so excited for our girl Selena Gomez because they just released a joint album together and they did a promotional interview with Jay Shetty. And the emotional intelligence from this man is sending the girls into a frenzy.
She doesn't need a lot. She's like the easiest person in the world. But I know
Yeah, she wants to talk to me before she goes to bed. She wants me to say I love you. She wants me to text her if I wind up having to stay somewhere 2 hours late. Just a simple take out your phone and done. We're very driven, and you have to find a way to make it work that's comfortable. You have to talk to your partner. You have to understand them. I think people's biggest problems, especially men, are that we don't listen all the time. You got to listen. Just shut up and listen. Listen to what they're saying. A woman is going to tell you exactly what she needs. Like, when guys are like, I don't know what she wants. I don't know. She told you already. You're just an idiot. You're not listening. Just listen. If a girl is getting frustrated with you on something, she's definitely told you multiple times, and you're just not paying attention. So it's like, just listen. And don't be reactionary. Proactively do these things. I don't know if you do the same thing, but when you're away from your partner, you just try to think of little things that's going to make them feel more comfortable, better.
Those are the words right there of an average-looking man. Yes! He sees it all!
My favorite comment was that Selena won, because everyone, when they started dating, was like, really? Benny Blanco, who I've interviewed, by the way, and is the nicest guy you could imagine. So genuine. But she got the most emotionally intelligent man possibly on the planet. She won.
I know we're joking about it, but I will absolutely endorse this, that when you don't have these 9-10 great looks, that you really have to fill the gaps in other areas. Either your personality, well, mostly your personality, emotional intelligence, like you said, your sense of humor. There is something to it.
It's also important to acknowledge this is one of the most successful guys in music. Now, you probably heard the name Benny Blanco kind of thrown around here and there, but when I looked at his resume of music that he produced, he had like all the biggest songs from the 2010s.
So let me ask you a question. All right. So there you are at a bar with your friends.
Uh-huh.
It's just you and a couple of your girlfriends. And he comes up and he wants to talk, buy you a drink, and slip you his. Would you give him the time of day? Forget about it. Forget about the drink, because you'll take the drink. Mm-hmm. So he just wants to come up and he starts creating conversation with you. Then he wants your number. Would you give him the time of day?
No, because I would look at him and say, you're dating Selena Gomez. And I'm a girl's girl. I don't want you to cheat on
if
your lady.
If somebody
Selena.
Came up to you that looked just like
his
him.
His doppelganger walks up to you. Mm-hmm.
Would you give him a chance, honestly?
Would I give him a chance is different than would I give him the time of day.
Would you think of him romantically at all?
Absolutely not.
We got to.
We took the scene ground. And don't say you wouldn't be right there with me if it had been reversed with women. But here's the thing. Like, I said this yesterday, and because I feel very strongly about men approaching women, that no matter what, if you come up and approach me and you're hitting on me or you want my number or whatever, I will always give you my number, because I would rather tell you on the phone rather than in front of a group of people at a bar that I'm just not interested.
So you give them the time of day because you're being polite. And I think let me thank you for guys all over the place for at least giving us some kind of green light, right? Not making us feel humiliated. You start talking, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this guy's great. All right. You guys have a whole bunch in common. You feel like there's some chemistry there and everything. After that, you spend 10 minutes with him. Even though he looks like he does, he seems to check the emotional boxes and he makes you laugh and stuff. Would you still be open to hanging out?
Yeah, I'll go out for a drink. After four tequila shots, he'll look like Ryan Gosling.
I think there are different types of people, too. What I've realized in listening to people over the years is that there are the people where physical attraction is important right off the bat, and then there are those where that comes after the emotional attraction. And so I think it depends. If you're the kind of girl, Abby, who's like, and there's not one right way, let me say that. Physical attraction, maybe he won't work. He approaches me, we're going to chat because I want to get to know him.
I want to thank all the women that emotional attraction is way more important than physical attraction.
You have to have a good personality for that.
Dang it. I got lucky.
Shout out to my fellow shallow girls.
This is The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Bert. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't know that there's any good place for a funeral, but according to Mo, there is definitely one place you should not have one.
Listen, this weekend was tough for me, and I had to attend my uncle's funeral. And funerals are hard. It is what it is. So you got to find anything that you can in order to get yourself through it. And for me, when I find myself in these situations, that's normally humor. And the first thing I said after leaving my uncle's funeral when I was with my family was, when my time comes, I would like for my service to be anywhere other than New York City. Absolutely anywhere. Doesn't matter. And
was it right in the city, in Manhattan?
It was in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And that's kind of a part of the issue, because if you've ever been to New York, then you know pretty much anything you do, anywhere you go, whatever you're experiencing is going to be on top of whatever is happening next door. Just everybody is on top of each other in New York. It's not enough space. The walls are too thin. It's a New York experience. So when I first got there, New York is just so different in the way everything is taken care of. Because when we first get to this venue, I thought I was at the wrong funeral. And it's because I guess the lady who opened up the funeral home decided to put a picture of herself like in the entrance. But the way she did it like, you know, it on a flyer, like the way that they would put your face on a flyer of someone who just passed away.
Yeah.
For some reason, like that was her welcome picture. So I thought it was her funeral. And it turns out it just was the woman who opened the funeral home.
That's just her business pamphlet.
That's her business pamphlet. But that's the way she decided to do it. So it was weird. Yeah. I thought it was only me, but there was so many people looking at it and going, oh, you had the right funeral?
She's just branding, man.
Just branding.
You got to brand it when you can. You got a full audience there.
Yeah, it fits with the business. So it's confusing from the beginning, because then you see that, and as you walk in, it's a lot of people in this hallway. It's a small building, and it's just a ton of people. And I realized, like, I don't know any of these people. And at first I thought, okay, maybe these are like extended family or, you know, friends that I just don't know.
Colleagues, maybe.
Colleagues, right?
Well, and I have been at a Moe's party before that we talk about where everybody's a cousin, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say I've never seen somebody with more cousins that, well, they're not really cousins.
That's the thing,
we just
too.
Call them cousins.
That's the thing. Right. But I didn't even see them. And then I started to realize that the majority of the people were Latin. So I was like, okay, this isn't my family. So now I'm extra confused, and I think I'm at the wrong funeral again.
Well, funeral homes can have more than one viewing room.
Right.
So hopefully there's another room that has your family in it, I'm hoping.
That's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen that before. Two.
Yep.
Maybe three.
That's a big funeral home.
There was four.
Four funerals in one place?
At one time. Oh, all wow. Happening at the same exact time. So I'm like, excuse me, pardon me through one family. And then excuse me, pardon me through another family. And neither of these families are my family.
That's a lot of grief. Grief hall, man.
Yeah. So there's no like signage or anything. So you have to walk in. And like, and you walk in and everybody's looking at you and you're looking around.
So they don't have a name like the such and such family or the name of the person. Like you actually have to peer into the room,
yes,
check the casket and be like, nope, that's not my dog.
Yes.
And like go on to the next one.
Yes, you got to pick a door and go in there and see if your uncle is in there.
No,
that's
way.
What I had to do. I'm going in there. I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely not me. I'm sorry, me, as y'all were. Pardon me.
My condolences.
Yes. And of course, with my luck, it's the last room,
right?
I walk into the last room. I see my grandmother. I'm like, thank God. Okay. So now we walk in and I finally find the appropriate room. So we sit down and at first it's beautiful. It's really nice. My cousin, one of his childhood friends, has become a minister now. So he's doing the service and he's doing a great job. Like he is what I liked about it is he was like, listen, I have a way about the way I do my going home celebrations. And it's exactly that. It's a celebration. I know it's sad. I know it's going to be some tears, but he wanted it to be a more upbeat, more positive thing. Like, let's celebrate his life. Let's not necessarily just be sad about his life. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm with this. And every single time it seemed like he would have a point that he really wanted to drive home. because it's so quiet in here, the speakers next door from the Latin family would just go crazy. And then right in the middle of his sermon, when he would be like, so we want to thank God, you would just hear, beady, beady, bamba. Super loud. I don't know what speakers they had, but they were celebrating in there.
They had some bass.
They was booming in there. And then even when we tried to have our little music part from my cousin, he's playing his instruments on an iPad. And they over there having a full-blown concert for whomever they were sending home. We couldn't even really hear the service. At some point, I just started celebrating their home.
At one point, are you like, hey, can we just bring our casket over here? And we could just like...
We gonna do this together. One big fam.
This is The Bert Show.
They made a verbal agreement. Katie's girlfriend should be paying $1,000 right now. However, she's kind of backing out of the whole thing.
Yeah, we were at odds because after the youth group went down to Savannah, there was $1,000 on the line mm-hmm. if they got into a whole bunch of shenanigans.
This was for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And my girlfriend did a counter offer and she's like, look, I'll give you $1,000 if you don't do this one simple thing. And it wasn't the things that I thought, like streaking or anything like that.
Making out with another coworker?
Yeah, none of that. It was a tattoo.
Yeah.
She didn't want me to get a tattoo, and she was so headstrong about it, but at the time, she didn't tell me why. Like, I couldn't. I'm like, what is it about me not getting a tattoo? She's like, I'll just pay you $1,000 if you don't get a tattoo. So the time passed by. I didn't get a tattoo. Where was my money? And she's like, well, technically, we didn't put it in writing.
Oh, man, that is jacked up. I know we didn't talk about it, like, at a very serious level, but had that been my relationship, and that was the reason why, I'd have a problem with that. I'd have a deep problem with that.
I was just like, it is what it is.
And she's in law school, right?
So yeah, she's in law school.
She's really playing up the law with you.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be so much that we could say like, okay, I'm not going to pay the $1,000, but it would be the excuse of like, well, it wasn't in writing, which would be the thing that would really bother me.
Doesn't that happen in relationships all the time, though? I feel like there's always a partner who will be like, I'll do something. And then at the end of the day, they don't do it. And but they go back.
I was just goofing.
Yeah.
Even that's better than, well, wasn't in writing.
That's
wasn't legal.
I feel like it was just her hyperbolic way of saying, this is how much I do not want you to do it. Like, I don't think she was actually serious. I think she was just trying to give you an example of how much it meant to her for you to not get a tattoo.
Did you think of that $1,000 payoff while you were in Savannah saying, okay, I'm just not going to do it because I want that grand?
Yeah. I did. Okay. And that's why when I was in the tattoo shop and she called me as well, like, you're not doing it right. I was like, oh, I'm definitely getting $1,000 from her. Like, easy. Mm-hmm. So she went back and forth on this. She tried to slide out of this and be like, no, 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 no. And I was like, you know what? I'm playing the clip for her. So I played the segment where we all talked about it and was like, look, it's not just me. Pay me my money.
Mm-hmm.
Pay me my money. So,
pay me my money.
Just give me my money. So, after a while and back and forth, she's like, all right, fine. You're right. And she did give in.
Oh,
she,
what?
And wow. Gave in $10.
No, she Zelled me my $1,000.
She did.
She
Zelled okay. You the $1,000?
She sure did.
Whoa.
You're kidding.
I'm
no, yeah. I'm so serious. So I was like, oh, all right. I might have reeled me in a good one right
yeah,
now.
Right?
So then she proceeded to actually explain why she didn't want me to get a tattoo. She said she was scared and hesitant at the time about mentioning it because I don't have any tattoos and she doesn't have any tattoos. And she said that this is an experience that she wanted us to share together of mm-hmm. us going to get tattoos.
Okay.
Aww. And now she's laying on a thick old guilt trip.
And then she was like, matching tattoos. I said, skirt. Slow this lesbian train down. No. We are not doing matching tattoos.
Slow this lesbian U-Haul down.
Yeah, the brakes hit hard. Like the sparks were coming out of the back of that thing.
Yeah. I was like, we can share the experience of going to a tattoo shop and getting a tattoo because I know I've always wanted a tattoo. I just don't know of what. Like, I just don't want to go in there and ink me up. So I'm like, we can go do that together, but they will not be matching. They will not have anything to do with our relationship at all.
Yep. We got some negotiating going on here.
So if she would have called you and said, yo, I don't want you to do this because I really want our first tattoo to be together. I want it to be a shared experience. Would you have not gotten a tattoo for free?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, she played her clients wrong.
Yeah.
She could have got that all for free.
That's, all I
that's what I was thinking.
You don't got to pay me off if I know that's the answer.
Right.
My question is, that's a very sweet and sentimental reason to not want you to get a tattoo without her. So why wouldn't she just say that up front?
Yeah.
Like, did she explain that?
She was just like, she said that she was hesitant. She was like, I didn't want to just be like, oh, I want to do all these things with you and just overload you with all this stuff. So she's like, I was scared to say that at first. I'm like, you should have said that at first. Like,
so Yashiv was just worried that she was going to be put in too much pressure on your relationship by wanting to have all these firsts with you, which mm-hmm. actually I think is really, you guys have been together for what, 6 months now?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going strong, you're saying the L word. I feel like that's an easy conversation to have.
I know.
They're still learning each other though. You're still kind of in that honeymoon phase 6 months in. You're still learning about your partner, right?
That's true. I just think it's funny that she'd rather just pay you $1,000 than just that's easier.
That's a guy's move right
really
there.
Is.
I don't know how to explain the emotional attachment I have to this situation. I'm just going to pay you off.
I'd just rather pay you.
All right, so you got your $1,000.
What are you doing with it?
I don't know.
Buying a tattoo, apparently.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We are going to celebrate this for a while. I don't know if you guys were listening to the show yesterday when Cassie, in the most underhanded way, told us that Kristen won one of the most prestigious, no, the most prestigious mm-hmm. award in media for women. This is how it went down yesterday.
Someone on this show has said something that is so blatantly false about someone else on the show. I am here with receipts, and I am going to deliver justice in a way that will rock their world. Katie, roll the receipts!
Kristen, would you like to represent the people that have TV as a hobby and aren't successful?
I'd like to think I'm somewhat successful.
Well, maybe if you stop watching TV, you'd finally get a Gracie.
Oh!
This and I felt so bad about it immediately after. Like, my face just went immediately red. Like, I know that was a good joke, but that was harsh.
So tell shots people what the Gracie fired is.
Gracie's like one of the biggest awards a woman in radio can get.
It's kind of like winning an Oscar, but for radio.
Yeah, for women.
Abby needs to eat her words.
Oh, what?
Hey, Kristen.
You have won a Gracie!
What?
You
what a
won
day!
Actually
I knew nothing about this. What?
Yeah.
No, hold on a second. I actually won one.
I submitted you for a nationally syndicated co-host.
Cassie.
And you won.
No.
And I would like to read the letter that I wrote about you.
Congratulations!
I've wanted this for such a long time.
I know you have.
Here's what I wrote to the Gracies Committee.
Oh my God.
Along with sending some of your breaks from this past year. I said, Kristen Klingshern is the co-host of the nationally syndicated morning show, The Burt Show. And while Kristen was initially hired to bring an extra dose of funny to the show, which she more than accomplished, she brought something else. A willingness to expose the vulnerabilities that most women bury deep for fear of judgment and societal pressure. To be a woman is a blessing and a struggle. To be a woman on a public platform like national radio and be willing to lay yourself out there so that other women don't feel so alone, that's above and beyond.
Oh, Cassie.
Congratulations, Kristen.
That's awesome.
Oh, gosh, I'm a
congrats.
Hot mess.
No, you should be. You don't even know how hot a mess you look right now. You really have no idea.
But okay. Congratulations on winning nationally syndicated co-host.
Deserved. Overdue. Oh. Congrats.
Thank you.
And part of the beauty of that whole thing yesterday, not only honoring Kristen with this huge award, was the way, the day that she had received it on the air when you had the janky billboard on your forehead.
Phone number written across my face and eyeliner.
Right. That's your shining moment.
Yes.
Congratulations,
that's the way. Yeah. I can't, man, every single woman deserves a hype woman like Cassie. Like
right?
That was just beyond. And then the messages, I texted everybody who recorded congratulatory messages for me and thanked them. I'm still a little bit in shock, I'm not gonna lie, because I have I've wanted this for quite some time. And I beat myself up a little bit because it's like, it's what we do, it's not about that, right? Like, I'm really proud of the show. I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of everybody, of like how we give back to the community and what we do for others. And that's the award, right? Like seeing the impact and helping others. So I don't know. I better work on my speech. So I wasn't prepared to say this, obviously, as you can tell. So I almost beat myself up that it shouldn't matter. Like the award shouldn't matter because what we do matters more, but it does. And I'm not going to diminish the accomplishments anymore. I'm not going to diminish the shine. Like, this is a big deal and I'm really proud.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. And I don't think that many know also that there are a lot of people in our industry, and I'm not singling out women or men, that will put their name on a charity, and the charity or the good deeds and wills are done by other people, and the celebrity puts their name on it to get recognition for this charity. What most people don't know is when Kristen does this charity work and like the Pinot Period Party, mm-hmm. Kristen does all the logistics on it. She's the producer of the one also. And very seldomly do I see in this industry somebody back the organization with getting their hands dirty. And that's one of the beautiful things that you win in this award also.
Thank you. And also showcases what a control freak I am.
Don't you diminish it.
Don't do it.
My
congratulations.
Bad.
Congrats. Thank you. I am like, I still like, I was like the first thing I did when I got in the car, even though my husband left a congratulatory message and also recorded our son Jimmy saying something. The first thing I did when I got in the car is I called him and I was like, I won a Gracie. He's
it.
Like, I know. And I go, but I just had to call and tell you.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Look, winning that National Gracie Award, which is the most prestigious award in the country when it comes to women in media, that was nice.
It was.
That was nice. But today, something more, something bigger. Kristen gets to celebrate the old phrase, I told you so.
I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
So there's some extras.
I was like, can we get a beat for that?
This is quite a week for her.
I see. Let her have it.
I'm on a winning streak, baby. Let's just say some of y'all called me crazy. Some of y'all said I was ridiculous, that I was being outrageous with my claims. But I'm the one who chose not to spit in a cup and who is sitting pretty. Thank you very much.
So for years now, you know, I'm throwing my information around left and right. I'm like, I don't care who has it. I'm not doing anything wrong here. What? Take all my info, right? So doing these DNA tests and
absolutely
these ancestry
not
tests, no problem for me. Let me find out exactly about all the lame people on my family tree that I don't even know about, right? Kristen was absolutely against it. Never, never, never.
I was adamant. And like Bert said, this has been years. When this first like came out, I'm like, there is no way I am willingly giving a strange company my DNA so they can do testing on it. And everybody gets like, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to make a Kristen clone? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, here's the thing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what possibilities are out there. I don't know what they can do with my DNA, but all I know is I'm not willingly giving it to them.
And my thought process was, if they're going to take somebody's DNA and clone somebody, they're going to take a look at me and go, not that guy.
I was always with you. I was never against it. I never really knew exactly why I didn't want to do it, but something didn't feel right, and I'm already struggling with the family I have. So I don't need to find
right. So you also in the boat. You never spit in a cup.
Nope.
Okay.
Not a once.
So 23andMe, which I think is the biggest one of these ancestry things, right? They at one point they were supposed to revolutionize genetics and healthcare and everything. Well, they just filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 11, right? The co-founder and the CEO has resigned, and then yesterday, the California Attorney General came out talking about how you ought to just delete all your data, delete that app.
I'm the California Attorney General. I'm also a consumer. It's a decision that's best for me to delete today. The private sensitive data and information of 14 million consumers who have used 23andMe could get into the wrong hands.
Go ahead.
That's the thing. So, you know, the company, everybody had like a lovely intent on trying to learn more about themselves or find long lost relatives, whatever it may be. But now that they are filing bankruptcy, you have no control over who gets control of your DNA. So that's why, I mean, when I was scrolling on Instagram yesterday and I saw the Washington Post mm-hmm. say, you must go to 23andMe today and delete your data. And here are all the reasons why. It just like, I'm so glad I didn't do that, and I don't have to put that on my to-do list today.
Even hearing these warnings about it, I still don't care.
You don't?
I don't care. I don't care who has it. No, I really don't. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, man. So I have one of those minds that'll just make up scenarios nonstop, especially if I skipped a day on my effects or medication. And sometimes I do get anxious that there's a clone of me out there suffering and being tested on, and I have no idea. And one day all these clones of us are going to show up and be like, how did you not know? Because it's you. It's literally you being tested. I mean, if it happened, but it just keeps me awake sometimes.
I can assure you that we are more nervous that there's another you out there than you are.
You should be excited. The world got twice as smart.
Oh my God. Imagine though, having two of yourself and like all the stuff you could get done.
Oh my God.
What a phenomenal mother you would be. What a phenomenal employee you would be if there could be two of you.
No, I'd be jealous of the other me. I'd be like, am I prettier and smarter?
Isn't this just the whole plot of Severance? And doesn't this not end well?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so let's talk about Severance for a second here. I'm glad we're here.
Insane.
Is it that good?
Yes.
Because I have tried to watch it now two different times and have been so bored by the second episode that I just don't continue. But my friend Joel and I have the very similar watching patterns, right? So he's like, this is one of the best shows I've ever watched in my life. And I've read the reviews online saying this might be the best television in the history of television. So I started to give it a try again two nights ago. And I'm into the second one. And I don't know what the shift has been in my life, but I'm kind of into it now.
It's a slow burn. I wouldn't say it's the best television in the history of television, but I would say it's one of the most unique plot lines I've watched. And it is very gripping. It's a slow burn in the beginning. Mo, I don't know if you agree, but I think you got to slog through a couple episodes, and then once you understand what's going on, you're like, oh.
So let's debate this for just one second. Let's say this was a real thing, right? And the premise of the show is that you go to work and you are in the moment at work. You are getting all of your work done. But when you go, you have something inserted in your brain where you don't remember who you are in the real world outside of work, and vice versa. So your life is really in two different, totally different worlds.
It's severed.
Okay.
Say again?
It's severed. Severance.
Right. And you have to choose to do it. But you know what you're doing at the time. But after you sign everything and you get this little thing in your head, you don't remember doing it.
Right? So what's the reasoning for compartmentalizing personal and business? So,
I'm not there just
so
yet.
So what happens is like it's basically like the outside you in this world just gets outside time all the time. You never have to go to work because there's another part of you that's working. But for them, it's work 24/7. Like, they don't have any outside experiences.
It works out for the you that doesn't ever have to go to work.
Yeah.
The you that only knows work, that's typically the you that is going through the frustrations part on the show. And Severance is interesting to me because I feel like everybody who watches it either absolutely loves it or they don't get it at all. And they just couldn't get through it. Like you said, I do agree that it's a slow burn. I was the same way. It took me maybe four different watches to get past the second episode.
Yep.
But once I got into it, the first season was incredible to me. The second season, I'm struggling with. But the first season was amazing.
And I think most people I'm talking to have just the opposite response to it, is that the second season is so much better than the first season. I don't know what they're doing with the second season. But it's an I don't know what's going to happen because, again, I'm only in the second episode here. But the concept of it is really pretty good, is that if you could just compartmentalize your mind just to stay at work and not let the outside world affect your work and vice versa, who wouldn't want that?
Keep watching.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
a lot of reasons you'll discover why you wouldn't want it. But in theory, it works really good for the company, obviously, because work you is only focused on work. And it works great for the you that only knows your family and only knows free time and living. But that other you, that you is a struggle.
Anything that is not the White Lotus right now gets my endorsement.
Which, by the way, I finally caught up.
Uh-huh.
And because I was like, that episode ended and nothing happened. And I got into like this most recent episode and I'm like, oh,
is this the yacht scene you were talking about yesterday?
Flashbacks. It was this episode has the flashbacks of what happened on the yacht. Cause I'm like, we were already past that. So I must have missed it. Oh no. I watched the most recent episode last night and the flashbacks. What in the world? OMG, was not prepared for that.
Yeah, we were having this debate yesterday where I came in here and I'm like, I wonder if they're just like, they're just trying to shock us so much in TV with things that aren't going to happen probably in real life, but it's becoming so visually shocking that that's behind sort of the episode. And Cassie brought up yesterday, with no seeming reason why, it doesn't add to the plot. They could have certainly suggested what they did without it being so graphic, and I just felt like maybe I'm just getting old.
It hasn't added to the plot yet. And that's what White Lotus does. Like everything, like a lot of what you watch now will make sense in a later episode. So I think you have to wait it out and see how that plays into the storyline.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
If they went else are they going to do?
As we should be scared. But I feel like it's one of those things like this is foreshadowing or foreboding of something. And there's a reason why we had to witness that.
There's a reason why I had to see that old dude's junk in a couple of episodes before.
Excuse me. Put some respect on his name. Jason Isaacs, Lucius Malfoy. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was. That was a mouthful.
Yes, it was.
Apparently, he's still slithering in different episodes.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.